Proclamation number 2133 of October 29, 1941. Divine spiritual work. Everything betrays the working of the divine spirit which points back to God, and therefore everything that is good and strives for good can be associated with the working of the divine spirit. Demonic activity is degrading. It turns love into hatred. It negates what is good and noble. It strives to increase the distance from God, whereas divine spiritual activity educates to love, ennobles the human being and makes him strive for closeness to God. And therefore the human being will very easily be able to distinguish which forces dominate him. The human being cannot act and think well if he is influenced by evil, demonic forces and if these have power over him. His thoughts and actions will always be in accordance with the power that controls him. If a person endeavors to live in a way that pleases God, he will also be controlled by good spiritual forces, i.e., beings that are permeated by divine power. He is then under the influence of the divine spirit, the stream of power from God, which guides all the beings he radiates back to God. It is therefore divine spirit work when man's thoughts deal with God, i.e., when he, if he lets his thoughts dwell with God, mentally receives answers to questions which his will would like to have answered. Divine spiritual work is furthermore when his desire for spiritual food is satisfied through the transmission of the divine word. Divine spiritual work is when a person acquires the ability to understand the divine word as God wants it to be understood. Demonic activity can never be inferred where the will of God is proclaimed, where love is taught and love is demanded, where wisdom is imparted in a fullness that can never be the work of man. Divine spiritual activity will therefore only not be recognized by those people who do not close themselves off to demonic activity, who do not put up sufficient resistance to it and therefore have no clear knowledge of God and His spiritual strength. And in order to be able to receive this influx within himself, the human being has to open himself, i.e., face it in an affirmative way, and only a person who has a desire for God can do this. But demonic forces have no power over him. Consequently, he recognizes God where he expresses himself, where his spirit visibly works. However, anyone who does not desire God will be pressed by the power that opposes God, whose influence on him is strong and prevents him from recognizing him. Consequently, he will not recognize the divine working of the Spirit or regard it as the working of the one to whom he submits himself through his will. For this is the latter's activity, that it clouds and confuses the human being's thinking and plunges that person into doubt whose faith is not strong and unshakable. Amen.